name is Michael Long, work in New Holland, Pennsylvania. Title is Sales Support and Government Fleet Sales Manager for New Holland North America Agricultural Business.
Okay, well, we just had an announcement out of New Holland last week that the approval of B100 in New Holland tractors. Can you tell me just about this and what's behind this announcement?
We did. We came out and announced B100 in support and approval for B100 in all our New Holland tractors with New Holland manufactured engines. It's about 80% of our model lineup. We were the first to come out and announce B20 a few years back, and since then we've been testing. We've aggressively improved our testing and gone after the fact that, well, we ought to be looking at B100. And the reason for that is really because we want to put ourselves in a position where we're not the limiting factor when the customer comes in and buys a piece of a New Holland equipment and decides, hey, I want to try this, I want to use B100, or I want to use a higher blend than B20. We don't want to be the limiting factor in that decision. I mean, there's a lot of benefits from an environmental standpoint, even from the engine standpoint and from an economic standpoint for some of the rural farm communities through the use of biodiesel and the growth of biodiesel. So we definitely don't want to stand in the way of that. You know, we want to be out there, we want to be ready. And it also fits our brand position of kind of modern and innovative and a dynamic thing. And this is really neat for the ag industry, I think. It kind of puts a spotlight on us to think that, hey, agriculture has maybe a solution to the oil problems, the petroleum oil problems. So that's it's good stuff.
Well, now, as far as biodiesel is concerned, I mean, unlike gasoline and ethanol, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of differences between regular diesel and biodiesel, is there?
You know, one difference is the way it's made. And one of the things we stress is you have to be using high-quality biodiesel. You can't just go to any still and say, hey, give me some biodiesel. It's got to be from a reputable producer, somebody that adheres to industry standards. And that's one of the things the industry's working on, and we all need to be involved with pushing along, because when we test, we use quality biodiesel. So we can't guarantee anything that it doesn't have some sort of a certification or consistency to it. So that's very important, I guess, when it comes to biodiesel and the content. And there are different properties from regular petroleum diesel, such as cold weather operation does not go so well with biodiesel. So it heightens the reason or the concern for good fuel management practices. So when you get down to those freezing temperatures, you need to reduce your blends of biodiesel, and so that's a key. And so it goes back to importance of good fuel management practices. In New Holland, we have a list of recommended guidelines and something that's going to be on our website and something that our dealers all have. So if there's question, and I'd recommend to anybody that's thinking about using biodiesel, that you stop by and visit your local dealer and check out our website.
But as far as recommending B100, now you're the first major farm equipment manufacturer to do that.
And really, we've had that in place. I mean, we've been testing it, and we've had that in place, but just hadn't made a formal announcement because we wanted to make sure. We wanted to run the extra tests and things like that. And not only in our engineering, but real-life tests. Like, we're working with Penn State University. We have four tractors there, and we know it works. We have guys within the company, a guy by the name of Lyman Dillinger. He's been running it for years in his New Holland tractors. He has an old 1982 Mercedes diesel. He's been running it in that. So, I mean, we just know, you know, we made some calculated risks and decisions to say, hey, yeah, this will work in our equipment. And then we got out and we tested it, and sure enough, we've been doing it successfully. But again, I go back to, it works, but you gotta have that good fuel management. You gotta make sure you're taking extra steps and precautions.
Okay, thanks.